Part 1. You will hear a telephone conversation between a UK company representative and a woman who wants to hire a motorhome. First, you have some time to look at questions 1 to 5. Now listen carefully and answer questions 1 to 5.
Hello, Coxhead Motorhomes, Dave Sparrow speaking.
Oh, hi. I would like to inquire about renting an RV for a week. I think you call them motorhomes in the UK?
Yes, we do. Well, we should be able to help you there. So what type were you thinking of?
It's just for two of us, me and my husband.
Right, the best model for you would be the two-berth end kitchen. That's the one with the sitting and sleeping area in the middle and the other facilities at the back.
Yes, that sounds good. And what sort of price is that?
The cost starts at £545 a week, depending on when you want it for. If it's high season, it goes up to £755.
And is that all-inclusive?
There's what we call a damage deposit. That's fully refundable if the vehicle is returned in good condition. That depends on the driver's age. You do have to be at least 21 to drive one of these vehicles.
That's okay. I'm 24.
Well, in that case, if you're driving the vehicle, the deposit would be £460. It goes down to £250 for drivers of 26 and above.
And do I have to pay more if my husband drives as well?
No, extra drivers are free.
Great. We have to pay a supplement for that in the States.
So you've driven one of these before, have you?
Yes, but only in America. Oh, that reminds me, about my driving license. I've got an international one, is that okay?
That's fine.
And I just have a few questions about the motorhomes, if that's all right?
Go ahead.
So first of all, can you tell me how old your vehicles are on average?
They're all less than 30 months, so you're getting a vehicle in peak condition.
Okay, and I'd prefer an automatic gearbox if possible. Can you do that?
I'm afraid not. They're all manual. Will that be a problem?
Oh, I guess I'll be okay. It was just a thought.
And also, our customers sometimes ask if they can bring their pets along, so if you wanted to do that, it's fine, as long as you make sure they're properly looked after.
Oh, well, that won't apply to us, but it's nice to know.
Before you hear the rest of the conversation, you have some time to look at questions 6 to 10. Now listen and answer questions 6 to 10.
And I suppose there are cooking facilities in the motorhome?
Yes, there's everything you need for cooking.
Like a fridge?
Yes, and you've got a built-in microwave too.
And you said it sleeps two, so is that two singles or a double?
You can arrange the bed either way. And you've got a CD player? And this year, we've installed a television in every motorhome as well.
Right. Well, that might be useful if we have a rainy day. Oh, and what about sat-nav? I don't suppose that's included, is it?
Sure. We've had that in all our mobile homes for a few years now. Our customers really appreciate it.
Great. Oh, and what about a rack for my bicycle? I'd like to take it along.
Yes, we can arrange for that.
Now, what happens about electricity? I think we'll probably be staying at campsites most of the time, so presumably there'll be mains hook up there. But we're going to a music festival for a couple of days, and I don't think they have hook up there, so we'll need a generator.
It's not included, but we can hire one for you. It'll be £50 for a week.
Okay. Now about collection, I know your company's near Salisbury. We'll be coming from London, so what's the best way for us to get to you? We'll be arriving by train.
Well, if you want, we can pick you up from the station. The nearest station to us is Greatley.
I'm sorry?
Greatley. That's spelled Greatley. There's no charge for that. Just let us know when you'll be arriving. So would you like to go ahead and book a vehicle now?
Yes. So my name is Christy and my...
That is the end of part one. You now have 1 minute to check your answers to part one.